Lesson 39, the days of the week. So in English, we would say, I play football on Monday. In French, it's important to remember you just say, I play football Monday. If you add an article, like I play football the Monday, that means it's an habitual action. That is, it happens all the time. But that will all become clear when you hear some examples. Monday is
lundi.
So to say I'm playing football on Monday,
je joue au foot lundi.
Tuesday is
mardi.
So he's speaking French on Tuesday would be
il parle français mardi.
Wednesday is
mercredi.
She's working at the school on Wednesday.
Elle travaille à l'école mercredi.
Thursday is
jeudi.
You're watching television on Thursday.
Vous regardez la télévision jeudi.
Friday
vendredi.
We're selling the car on Friday.
Nous vendons la voiture vendredi.
Saturday.
Samedi.
They're helping my grandma on Saturday.
Ils aident ma grand-mère samedi.
And Sunday is
dimanche.
So I'm going to church on Sunday.
Je vais à l'église dimanche.
And so when it's something that happens every week, we put the article before, so le lundi. So on Mondays is
le lundi.
So to say I play football on Mondays, it's
je joue au foot le lundi.
He speaks French on Tuesdays.
Il parle français le mardi.
On Wednesdays would be
le mercredi.
So she works at the school on Wednesdays.
Elle travaille à l'école le mercredi.
On Thursdays
le jeudi.
You watch television on Thursdays.
Vous regardez la télévision le jeudi.
On Fridays.
Le vendredi.
We sell cars on Fridays.
Nous vendons les voitures le vendredi.
On Saturdays.
Le samedi.
They help my grandma on Saturdays.
Ils aident ma grand-mère le samedi.
And finally, on Sundays.
Le dimanche.
I go to church on Sundays.
Je vais à l'église le dimanche.
And so now it's time to remind ourselves of the things we've learned in previous lessons. So with the verb danser and the verb chanter, how do you say you dance quickly? That's present tense.
Vous dansez vite.
What about they don't dance?
Ils ne dansent pas.
They dance often.
Ils dansent souvent.
They sing often.
Ils chantent souvent.
They don't dance often.
Ils ne dansent pas souvent.
They don't sing often.
Il ne chante pas souvent.
You don't sing badly.
Vous ne chantez pas mal.
The sock is mine. These are the possessive pronouns. The sock is mine.
La chaussette est la mienne.
The jeans are mine.
Le jean est le mien.
The skirt is yours.
La jupe est la vôtre.
The t-shirt is ours.
Le t-shirt est le nôtre.
The t-shirts are ours.
Les t-shirts sont les nôtres.
The shorts are theirs.
Les shorts sont les leurs.
So how do you say where is it that you are going? Or just where are you going?
Où est-ce que vous allez?
And what about how many apples are they eating?
Combien de pommes mange-t-il?
What is it that he will eat?
Qu'est-ce qu'il mangera?
And what will we watch?
Qu'est-ce que nous regarderons?
And in the past tense, when did he leave?
Quand est-ce qu'il est parti?
Who's the daddy?
Qui est le papa?
Why have you done it?
Pourquoi est-ce que vous l'avez fait?
Why is it that he goes to church, or why does he go to church?
Pourquoi est-ce qu'il va à l'église?
And now for comparing, how did we say Mike is taller than Ollie?
Mike est plus grand que Ollie.
Ollie is shorter than Mike.
Ollie est plus petit que Mike.
Graham is less tired than Anya.
Graham est moins fatigué que Anya.
Anya is faster than Graham.
Anya est plus rapide que Graham.
I am not as fast as you.
Je ne suis pas aussi rapide que vous.
They were less good than us.
Ils étaient moins bons que nous.
I'm going to be fatter than you.
Je vais être plus gros que vous.
They'll be taller than me.
Ils seront plus grands que moi.
You will be more tired than him.
Vous serez plus fatigué que lui.
And now back to those phrases that use to have in French, where we use to be in English. So how do you say we are hungry?
Nous avons faim.
And what about I am thirsty?
J'ai soif.
He is sleepy.
Il a sommeil.
She's warm.
Elle a chaud.
We're cold.
Nous avons froid.
You're right.
Vous avez raison.
They're wrong.
Ils ont tort.
And in different tenses, How do you say I'm going to be thirsty?
Je vais avoir soif.
What about I will be thirsty tomorrow?
J'aurai soif demain.
He was sleepy.
Il avait sommeil.
And he's going to be sleepy.
Il va avoir sommeil.
He will be sleepy this evening.
Il aura sommeil ce soir.
She will be warm this evening.
Elle aura chaud ce soir.
Will be cold this evening.
Nous aurons froid ce soir.
You're going to be right.
Vous allez avoir raison.
You'll be right next week.
Vous aurez raison la semaine prochaine.
They were wrong.
Ils avaient tort.
And finally, they're going to be wrong.
Ils vont avoir tort.